Radio check WW4JET.
Matthew, KO4HKX.
Thing's got a new antenna installed. It's a Chinese radio, but it's, you know what? I'm just trying it out for somebody to put an antenna up at somebody's house.
Got some white noise with you, but, I mean, you're plenty readable.
You know, it's almost slightly garbled on the receive, too, like it's off frequency a little bit, but it's okay. We're playing with it. The antenna is a perfect install. It shows 1.0 SWR, so location, we may not have the best line of sight over there.
Well, Matthew, I'm going to jump out and close this gate, and then I'll be back in a minute. KO4HKX.
It's a comeback to do, and drive carefully. We'll talk to you later. WW4JET.
HKX and 0NTR mobile.
KO4HKX.
Patrick, I'm going to turn down my audio radio here. Oh, we just went down and took the daughter some eggs, and we stopped at that A&P restaurant up there on Highway 14, I guess it is, in the Bernie's. I don't care about streets as long as I got GPS. We were going to Mutt's for some barbecue. You know, so Bernice wouldn't have to cook supper for once. And by golly, they're closed on Monday. And I come to find out there's quite a few restaurants closing on Monday. So we went to the A&P, and I had fried catfish. And that's the second time we've ate there, and it's really good.
That I've ate there a few times myself. It's always been really good.
This plate was huge, and I think Bruce had some kind of, what you call that?
Roast beef meal.
A roast beef meal, and I had more french fries than a normal person could eat, but the younger generation can. And the catfish, my gracious, they give you a lot. We brought some home, and we got out there for under $20, and I gave her a $5 tip, but it was well worth it.
I wish it was closer to my route. I've always enjoyed stopping in there when I'm down that way.
But we like Mutt's because you can get some good barbecued ribs. They're not as good as Bernice's, but they're darn good. And it's easy to get to, you know. We just drive down 14 through Greer, and boom, you're there. Pulled in the parking lot and felt like dummies. So we went and ate, and then we went down to Amy's and visited with them a little while. And we're back here at the QT by I-85 by the GSP airport here.
I hope you've stayed inside as much as you can today.
I went out and picked up a few pieces of firecrackers left over from a couple of missiles I shot. What are you looking at, Marisa? Oh, geez. Yeah. One of them with sunshine all over the side of it. I don't know what airline it is. Went over the top of us. It didn't look like he was lined up with the runway very much, but at any rate, I picked up some pieces of paper and that and gathered the eggs. And I went out there 5 minutes, and I was getting overheated, Patrick. It said it felt like 107 on my weather station. And it was 98 outside.
Four HKX. Well, I don't believe I'd argue with it too much because it's hot outside. I've tried to stay inside as much as possible.
Right, Patrick. From Wednesday through Sunday, it's supposed to be rainy, and it's supposed to be much cooler, like down around 80. And some even below that, 79 I seen one day.
You need the rain, that is, for sure.
It's like walking on plywood out there now. I mean, it's really destroying our yard.
Your crunch, crunch as you're walking through the yard.
You do. It's just sad, because we always try to take good care of the yard, but I'm not going to spend a fortune watering it. and we don't have a sprinkler system, and I ain't giving $5,000 for a sprinkler system. I can buy more seeds a lot cheaper than that. This is NZero-TR Mobile.
And to me, grass is a luxury. It's not something that I have to survive, so I'm not going to put a whole lot into it.
My brother used to say out in Arizona, he said, I just didn't have asphalt. I wouldn't, because the asphalt holds the heat. Other than that, I'm like you.
Asphalt. I'm not going to spend a ton of money trying to get grass to grow either.
We got a daughter that used to own Lawn Doctor Greer, and she's got all the licenses and stuff, and although they sold that a long time ago, many years ago, she knows what to get, and she can get it at a good price. So we don't spend a fortune on our lawn, but I do go out there and kind of watch the weeds a lot. Just gives me something to do, you know, and I spray that Roundup for Yards type stuff. It's Spectracide, but it's kind of a hobby. But other than that, rain on it, I'm just not that crazy about it. I haven't mowed it now for probably 2 weeks because you'll just kill it if you do.
Twice this whole season up at the house. I bet I ain't mowed in over a month.
It's been that long, isn't it, Marissa? It's been quite a while. She said it might have been that long. But where'd you have to close the gate at? You out there quail hunting or something today?
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Hey, Rusty. No, I closed the gate where my tool truck's stored at. It's gated.
MLC Patrick out there, and Tom, I guess you're full of barbecue now, Tom. Full of ribs if you went out and got what you said you were going to get. And well, I'm headed over to my rehearsal site because we got to meet early and set up for the meeting and everything tonight. It's going to take a couple hours to get everything done. So anyway, but we're going to see what we can do this afternoon. Meet them at 5 o'clock. And I'm going to stop on the way and get me a milkshake. So that will be my bit of food for until the snacking later. Go ahead, Tom.
Roger. Well, I wish you was right. That's where we went. But after we sat there for a couple of minutes and much barbecue, we noticed that the sign was saying that they were not open on Monday. Duh. So this A&P restaurant's on the way to Amy's house. And so I had fried catfish, and Bernice had a beef milk sandwich of some kind, roast beef. So I didn't get my barbecue, but it gives me something to look forward to. Bernice says she doesn't mind cooking the ribs. It's just the idea it heats up the house a little bit. You want to say hi to Patrick?
Hi, Patrick. Hi, Rusty.
And Tom, Rusty, Miss Bernice, I'm going to have to get out. I'm getting close to the state line, so I'm going to jump out on this round. And good to talk to both of you, and hope both of you have a good evening, for all three of you. Stay safe out there until next time around. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Catch you later, Patrick. WT Mobile. Go ahead, Tom.
KP2HX.
There's Dave. You know, I heard that foreign station from overseas must have been come in and agree with you about the tube amplifiers. Couldn't have been anybody with any real smarts.
Afternoon to you, Bernice. And hello again to Dave. I think I talked to you earlier this afternoon and everything, so. Anyway, go ahead, Dave, pick it up.
I'm wondering what kind of grass we're talking about here that we're growing. Hey, man. Over to you, Rusty.
That one was a 20-foot pole. Go ahead, Tom. You stuck your foot in it.
It's them roll your own funny cigarettes. You know me. No, never touch the stuff, don't want to. But, Dave, I'd have to say, I used to have, it was 2,000 watt input, 1,500 out. It was a Drake L4B amplifier that I rebuilt. and I always got good reports of that tube amp. And many of the older hams, they can tell the difference. I don't know how, but they do. But it's kind of like those guys that drink a lot of beer and that country western song, "It Makes Me More Mellow."
Yeah. Let's see if I have this. I hear you. No, I'm just a little partial to the guitar amps that have tubes in them because, especially the low wattage amps, like I have a 22 watt tube amp, and tubes are generally about three times louder than the same wattage solid state amp. You put a 22 watt tube amp next to a 30 watt solid state amp, and you'll blow that solid state amp away. I mean, what I meant was with the efficiency of the tubes, they're able to amplify that much more. I know they throw off a lot of heat and stuff, but the tube is efficient because of the gain structure. You know, it 22 watts is quite loud on a tube amp. Go ahead, Rusty.
Well, things with tubes used to be the thing you could do because tubes were everywhere and everybody had them. And that's why I'm like, Tom, I'd like to get me a solid-state amp to use on my radio system and get that done. I'm not going to pull out in front of this truck coming down the road. He seems to be in a hurry. But anyway, it's, you know, it's all in what you like. The guy that plays guitar at our church with the choir occasionally, he brings his amp in and hooks it into the system, and we get it all fed up into our sound system. So he gets the convenience of both there. So anyway, my thermometer hit 100 degrees a minute ago. Now it's back down to 98. Whatever it is, it's just too hot out here. And they got over here at the fire station, they got one of the fire engines sitting outside. They must think it needs a little bit more of a tan. They don't think it's red enough, so I'm sure that it will get redder if it sits there much longer. Anyhow, going to hit the restaurant up here and grab me a milkshake here in a few minutes up here at the chicken place where they got some good milkshakes. So. And then going over, and we'll start setting up about 5 o'clock. Hopefully we'll have a bunch of people show up tonight. W2 T-Mobile. Go ahead, Tom.
This is your old TR Mobile. Passing the fruit stand here on the way home. Well, Dave, I agree with you totally that there's very definitely a difference. The big thing I had against vacuum tubes, and I worked with them on large generating sets. I mean, for, up to 40 horsepower DC motors that were 3 foot in diameter. Of course, the slower the speed the DC motor, the bigger it is. It's got more poles in it. But they had many, many tubes in them. And the thing I don't like about them with respect to owning something like that in ham radio, and I worked on for many years, that's been a long time ago, but we used them clear up into the 70s, maybe even 80s, to drive motor generator sets. They controlled the speed because they couldn't control AC back then. There was not such a thing in technology. What I don't like about them is that in an amplifier, like at home, like a lot of these guys use these 811 amps and that, and they're great. There's nothing wrong with them. But you can't tell me that the components that are around them, I mean, I've picked up Bakelite that was just charred and would crumble in your hands from the heat. And so that happens to resistors, and if you heat a resistor, its resistance goes higher, Dave. And so your characteristics or amplification in that does change, and it deteriorates the components around it. So the lifespan of them with respect to solid state should be less. I'm not telling you it always is. But they got some transistors now that are just out of this world. They'll take a beating even from us dummy hams that don't have sense enough to run them. I saw a demonstration of it one time. And MFJ's making one now that way, but I think it's 1,000 watt. But, of course, they're going out of business, so I don't know whether to recommend it or not, but I sure like mine. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, I agree. You know, the components that you put in the circuit is very important. That's why some of these guitar amps out here, if you buy the real cheap ones, it's probably not going to last but 3 or 4 years before you have to have it serviced and, you know, some parts changed out. That's why the amps that I have are a little bit more high-end, a little bit better made, plus the fact that updated level, where you put in, you know, you pull some of the resistors out and you put in some better resistors, better components to, you know, make the amp last a little bit longer and be a little bit more bulletproof. No, I agree with you there. You know, I agree that the component stability is very important. Anyway, just looking online here, apparently J.D. Vance is going to be your VP pick for Mr. Trump. Rusty, over to you.
Well, listening to you guys talk about things like that, I've never gotten into an amp. I've changed the tubes out on one, but I've never had the capability or the equipment to try to reset one, so it's mine probably needs to be redone because it doesn't work worth a flip on a lot of the bands. I may have a bad tube too, so. And I may order me a new set of tubes here sometime soon. And they're 811, so, you know, I can find them fairly inexpensively. But I want to get a match set before I order something like that. Yeah, my thermometer in the car keeps bobbing up and down between 98 and 100. Right now it's sitting here on 100. And fortunately my car is not showing the engine running, but I'll tell you what, it's not the air conditioning system is definitely working overtime right now. Cool in this car. And that's even when it's set on about 74 degrees in here, so well, I'm going to get up here at Chick-fil-A here in a few minutes, and I'm going to grab me a milkshake. That'll help cool me down. Go ahead, Tom.
Roger, this is Zero TR Mobile. Well, Dave, I went through Ball Aerospace, and my uncle worked there, and I even got to lift up a corner of a satellite while I was there that was a weather-type satellite, I guess you would say. GEOs, I think it was, or something. But anyways, his job was as an inspector. They would age resistors and all the different components that were going to outer space due to the fact that it's way below zero up there. What'd you say, Bernice? And boy, there was a guy sitting right on the white line there with a vest on, but whew, he's wishing to get hit, I think. But at any rate, I learned quite a bit from that, but capacitors dry out too. But I think one of the best things you could do for those amplifiers, and I've only seen a few guitar amps, would be to put just add some muffin fans in there. And you could buy the 110 ones, the 4-inch ones, and they don't make hardly any noise at all. Or you could buy some that run on 12 volts DC. There's your tip of the day.
There are some amps out there that do have the fans built in. Anyway, I just got a phone call, gentlemen, and Rusty. I'll catch you guys a little later, KB2HXS. Have a good day. We'll talk again.
See you later, Dave. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, Dave, nice talking to you. I enjoy learning things from you about air conditioning, refrigeration, and amplifiers. So, you never get too old to learn. It's good for all of us. What do I hear rattling back there? Are these dishes? I guess it is. Amy, some dishes home with us, Rusty. We're just coming down the big hill here now. It looks like there is some cumulonimbus clouds up here, especially over towards you, you lucky dog. Anyways, take care, Dave, and take care of Rusty, and I'll clear with this one and look forward to hearing you again. W2T to take it in 0TR73.
Hey, Tom, and, yeah, I'm about up here at the place where I'm going to stop and get my milkshake. I'll be able to pull into the shade in front of the building because this time of the afternoon, the sun is far enough over that it's shaded when I pull into the places here at this building instead of being out in the sun, heavy sun. So, anyway, and all. But, yep, and now I got two cars that pulled in front of me. One just pulled in front, and the other one just did have his turn signal on. But he just came from behind me, so he's one car further ahead than he was before at the stoplight here. Oh, real smart for some people, you know. And well, anyway, at least you're close to home. And I see some flashy yellow lights up there. Hopefully they're just some kind of service vehicle. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, Tom, and I'll be back in the car in a few minutes after I pick up my milkshake. Talk to you later. N0TR W2T 73s for now.